everybody. Hi, all tonight. This is Alan Freed, the old king of the Moondoggers, and it's time again for another of your favorite rock and roll sessions as you enjoy the Moondog Show.
Never miss a minute of the Generic Live Show. Find us on Blog Talk Radio. Just search the Generic Live Show and listen. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. That's right, it is the Cleveland Show. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. It is filled with coverage from the Generic Live Show. From Cleveland, Ohio, because the Republican National Convention was there. It took up four whole days. Oh, boy. 4 days that I'm not going to get back, by the way. Non-stop coverage of the conference. I had a busy week last week. I want to tell you about my week, actually, a little bit. I don't like to get a personal on the show. Well, I do get personal a little bit on the show, but our local fair / regional show, whatever you want to call it, was in town, and I was working there 2 full days, a Wednesday and Thursday. Of course, would have been Wednesday night and Thursday night in the US, so I had to catch up on that on Friday, and I had other podcasts / work commitments happening on Friday, so I spent most of my weekend catching up on this sort of stuff, and I am feeling tired. I am tired, and I'm sorry if this show feels a little bit flat because of it, and it just... I'll get there. But we are halfway. I'm going to go to the camera, and I'm tussling, so apologies if there's more paper tussling than this sort of thing. We started this last hour. Every big segment of the show, you will notice the show is divided into segments. At the top of the hour and the bottom of the hour, we're going to be analysing the Republican National Convention in all 4 nights, which works out well for us. We'll be doing this again next week with the Democratic National Convention. I prepared report cards. That's right, report cards for key speakers. I did five speakers for nights 1 through 3, and 4 speakers, 3 other speakers other than Donald Trump. Donald Trump went for an hour, so of course that is a lot to listen to. So I didn't grab 5 speakers on night 4. I only grabbed 4 speakers on night 4. And grabbed their speeches, listened to them entirely, and gave them letter grades and comments. I suppose I could put these up somewhere. As well. I might actually do that. I've been scrunching them up. I shouldn't do that. Actually, no, they're old ones. Where have I put... Oh! Servants! GLS servants, come to me. Come to me, please. Anyway, I'll find them later. I've been putting them somewhere. But anyway, not important right now. What is important is the fact that... Actually, here we go. I found them. No, that's... They're blank pieces of paper. But why doesn't anyone know... Why doesn't anyone know where I've been putting pieces of paper? This is kind of redundant. But anyway, letter grades for the Republican National Convention and speakers at the Republican Convention. We are at night 3, where Mike Pence, of the Indiana governor, formally accepts his nomination. And, well, the Ted Cruz speech debacle made headlines on night 3. We'll get to those two candidates in just a minute. Want to get to other speakers of the night, where Eric Trump came out. Eric Trump came out
Which speech is it? Where is it? Why isn't anything working? I hate when this happens. Okay, here we go. Eric Trump came out and
he gave a speech
on behalf of Donald Trump. Remember, night three is Make America First Again. I believe. Yeah. Make America First Again.
That is the
theme of the night. So there we go. This is Donald Trump's son, Eric Trump, at the Republican National Convention.
His entire life to set aside a global brand that he has made synonymous with success, with quality, with uncompromising, just the best. At a time when the people at the pinnacle of their career, like my father, would have held fast to a lifestyle that has truly become the epitome of the American dream, my father instead chose to give that dream back to the people it had eluded for so long.
Eric Trump continues.
Is no more selfless an act. To the unemployed voter sitting at home watching me right now, wondering how you're going to make your next mortgage payment or rent payment, my father is running for you. To the veteran tuning into the speech from his or her hospital, who has been ignored and disrespected by an ungrateful system for far too long, my father is running for you. To the school teacher forced to walk through metal detectors each and every day into an underfunded school, my father is running for you.
That is Eric Trump. I gave Eric Trump a C. I think it could have been a B, but I gave Eric Trump a C. I think he did well, but never really shifted. Talked about his father and talked about how his father is running for you. I don't know, that drives me up the wall for some reason. I don't know why. That drives me up the wall. It is a good speech, it is, content-wise, it's fine, but it drives me up the wall when it says a candidate's running for you. That's the whole point of being a political candidate. We are running a little bit short on time. I want to get to Phil Ruffin.
I said, Donald, stay away from it. He bought it, made $200 or $300 million on the deal. That's what he does. We're in Palm Beach with Robert Kraft. Donald had a house on the ocean. He paid $40 million for it. I didn't like it. I thought it was a mess. He sold it for $100 million.
As Paul Ruffin getting an F.
I gave Paul Ruffin, on the report card, I did give him a D, but I changed it to an F.
What the hell did this speech even do? What is this? What? Literally only listing Donald Trump's real estate deals. It was a catalog of Donald Trump's real estate deals. It didn't fit. It wasn't energetic. It wasn't relevant. I gave Phil Ruffin, Donald Trump's friend, an F for his speech. Not relevant. I want to get to Rick Scott, governor from Florida, before we get to the two headliners of the night. Here is Rick Scott at the RNC.
How many more Orlandos, San Bernardinos, or Fort Hoods will happen until President Obama decides to be honest? I cried with the grieving moms and dads and brothers and sisters of the 49 people slaughtered by the ISIS-inspired terrorists. This war is real. It is here in America. and the next president must destroy this evil. We need a president who will wipe ISIS off the face of the earth. To America. We need a president who is not afraid to say radical Islamic terrorism.
That is Florida Governor Rick Scott, who I gave an A to. I think the speech of the night went to Rick Scott of Florida, providing a choice of electing a president, Donald Trump, that would do all this stuff that was relevant for the content and very passionately delivered, very shiftable in tone. Rick Scott gets an A. Now to the two headliners of the night. Indiana Governor Mike Pence formally accepting the nomination for vice president at the Republican National Convention. He was outshadowed by Ted Cruz getting booed, by the way. Here is Mike Pence.
It will be our party and our agenda that opens the doors for every American to succeed and prosper in this land. We all better think very carefully about what this means for our Constitution and limited government. Elect Hillary Clinton, and you better get used to being subject to unelected judges using unaccountable power to take unconstitutional actions. So let me say, for the sake of the rule of law, for the sake of the sanctity of life, for the sake of our Second Amendment, and for the sake of all our other God-given liberties, we must ensure that the next president appointing justices to the Supreme Court is Donald Trump.
That is Governor Mike Pence, who I gave an A to as well, but didn't do as good as a job. Kind of went expected to go a little bit long, but did deliver an A, kind of doing parading around of what he would do as vice president, and tying in Donald Trump. Probably second to Rick Scott, best speech of the whole entire night. Here is the moment that Rick Scott formally accepted the nomination. We'll play it from the start.
Mr. Chairman, delegates, friends, and my fellow Americans, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I am deeply humbled by your confidence, and on behalf of my family, here and gone, I accept your nomination to run and serve as Vice President of the United States of America.
That is that moment then. Let's get to Senator Ted Cruz, who didn't have a good speech. Didn't have a good night. Did he have a good speech, though? That's what we're looking at. We're looking at the content of the speech. Here is Senator Ted Cruz at the Republican National Convention.
Care. Your freedom to choose your own doctor without Obamacare. The internet, keep it free from taxes, free from regulation, and don't give it away to Russia and China. Or Jew, Muslim, or atheist. Family. Precious and must be protected. And freedom means recognizing that our Constitution allows states to choose policies that reflect local values. Colorado might decide something different than Texas. New York, different than Iowa. That's the way it's supposed to be.
That is Senator Ted Cruz at the Republican National Convention. Want to give my letter grade here, and then want to get to that controversy that he stirred up because he got booed essentially for not endorsing Donald Trump. I gave Ted Cruz a B. I think he came out there. He surprised me on his speech, considering he is rivals with Donald Trump. He came out there and gave a conservative speech that Mike Pence also gave, but of course took a different angle of it because he is a constitutional lawyer, attorney specifically. Gave it a different turn on the Mike Pence speech, but you're there at a party convention where you're nominating a candidate for a general election. Not to mention your candidate is a bit flawed politically. So that's the if he tied into Donald Trump at any point throughout this speech, I think would have been better. Here is that moment where he got booed. I think this is it.
And it is love that I hope will bring comfort. The enthusiasm of the New York delegation.
That's not the moment. Where's the moment?
And to be faithful to the Constitution.
Okay. Where is it? Where are you? Come on.
If you love our country and love your children as much as I know that you do, stand and speak and vote your conscience. Vote for candidates up and down the ticket who you trust to defend our freedom and to be faithful to the Constitution.
Crowd not happy with Ted Cruz here particularly. And then the chanting is, "We want Trump." It's interesting, the headlines that have come out of the convention. It's interesting. We'll talk about that more in the next time we talk about the convention in greater detail. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, we have tips and tricks for little Fitbits. That worked out really well. That's a tease and a half. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. It's 10:21.
Whatever the time of day, whatever the time of the night, we're here to serve you a big dose of genericness with your host, Dale Campbell.
That's right. Here to give you a big dose.
I don't know what that's meant to be.
Thanks for joining us, though, here on the Generic Live Show, whether you're listening to us live or on your hard drive. It's greatly appreciated, as per always. So glad to be with us. This is a good song, isn't it? It's so sexy. It's dripping with sexiness. I might save that for personal use, I may say. There was no quotations around the word personal at all. There was a word around use. Anywho, if you're considering a fitness band, we've got some tips for you, tips and tricks that might improve your fitness tracking or it's worth a shot. We give you handy hints here at the GLS. You know, we wanna give you the best in life. Here's a look at fitness devices for the four leading manufacturers: Microsoft's Band 2 and Motorola's Motorsport 360 Sport were excluded. Disclaimer: considering in part due to their battery life was poor, though for marathons less than 4 hours. bit of a funny one. And the Apple Watch, the protection does not extend to leather bands. So there you go. For the basics, Fitbit is the market leader, and it has a wide range of offerings. At 130, the Fitbit Alta offers basic step tracking. $200, the Fitbit Blaze adds heart rate monitoring and a larger screen. The 300 Fitbit Surge adds a GPS for better pace and distance readings during outdoor workouts, though all-day step tracking doesn't use GPS to conserve battery. For running and cycling, the Blaze does not have GPS, but borrows the one on your phone that you carry it. All three models come with automatic sleep monitoring, so there you go. All Fitbits have amazing battery life and could go for several days without a recharge. Their screens aren't as vivid as the rivals offer, though the Blaze has color, a first for the Fitbit. So there you go. There's the Fitbits. For the Peugeot, Samsung's Gear Fit 2 offers high-end features at around half the price of the top-line Fitbit, $180. This includes GPS for better distance monitoring during outdoor workouts. There's automatic sleep tracking too. The screen is more vivid than the Fitbits, but it can be tough to read in direct sunlight. You'll need to crack up the brightness, which is fine, as the battery it still lasts for 6 to 7 hours with GPS use, and a few days without it. The Fit 2 also tracks squats, lunges, and other strength exercises in a tracker. While the Fitbit Blaze and Surge will notify you of missed calls and messages on your phone, the capabilities are poor compared to smartwatches. The Fit 2 does better by offering limited message replies from the device, but doesn't offer the app choices that smartwatches do. An Android phone is not necessarily what Samsung's is required for full functionality. No iPhones or PCs. You can compete with other users of the Samsung's S Health app, not just Fit 2 owners, but the community isn't as vibrant as Fitbits. For the performance, most fitness trackers are designed for general fitness needs and offers a little more customization for users. Garmin's Viro Active is the exception for 220 the base model and 250 for the HR version with heart rate monitoring, both the GPS and automatic sleep tracking, and some phone notifications. It syncs with a variety of devices as with Fitbits. Both via the Vivio Active, and the best of the Garmin standalone gadgets for running, golfing, and other sports. Runners are able to record their times after each lap on a track, while other fitness devices usually limit you to auto intervals each mile or so, which is good. There are still times when you need a dedicated device. Swimming on the Vivio Active, for instance, is limited to a pool, while the 450 Forerunner 735 XT allows open water tracking. Jesus. For lifestyle, you can get an Apple Watch and all the rest of it, where it kind of does the sort of basic stuff, but it's more fashionable. It has kind of 4 to 5 hours battery life, but it still looks nice, but you can do little bits and pieces. But for the lifestyle, you've got that there as well. As we continue here on the Generic Life Show, that's what's out there in terms of fit, in terms of wearables. So take that advice for what you will. Take it or leave it. You can either do one of the two things. You cannot take advice nor leave advice at the same time. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, thanks for joining us. As we continue, we'll do the last day, last night at the Republican National Convention. We'll finish up our roundup of that. Plus, we have a very, very special announcement to make at the end of the show. What could it be? No one knows. Actually, you might know. It's 10. Thanks for joining us. It's 10:31.
This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show here on a Sunday. So glad you'd be with us here on the Sunday. Yes, we are dedicating half of the episode to coverage of the Republican National Convention that happened this week. So much to see, so much to do. We're up to night 4 of the coverage. And we're doing things a little bit differently. We're not giving you the headlines over and over and over again like some shows are. We're providing report cards. That's right. Report card. Actual paper. Listen to that. Actual paper with lots of stuff on it. That's the summary. See? There you go. Lots of summaries. See? Flash that. There you go. A little tease for you here on a Sunday. So glad to be with you. Thank you for being with us as well. Well, night 4, of course, brought Donald Trump. Actually, before all that, want to get to the highlights of the convention. How did the convention do? Night 1, right out of the gate, Melania Trump made headlines by what I'm led to believe as leapfrogging off Michelle Obama's 2008 speech. Night 2 saw Paul Ryan get in some heat for roll calling and Mitch McConnell's abomination of a speech. That's my notes. Then we have night 3. We've got Ted Cruz being booed, essentially off stage, and Mike Pence accepting the nomination. And night 4 is, well, Donald Trump. I think the convention was not that great. If they're your headlines, then you're doing something a little bit off. But, you know, that's just me. Let's continue here with giving the speakers at the RNC letter grades. Let's get to Peter Thiel. Is a co-founder and of PayPal and investor in Facebook. Here is him speaking at the RNC.
Every American has a unique identity. I am proud to be gay. I am proud to be a Republican. But most of all, I am proud to be an American. The future felt limitless. But today, our government is broken. Our nuclear bases still use floppy disks. Our newest fighter jets can't even fly in the rain. And it would be kind to say the government software works poorly, because much of the time, it doesn't even work at all. That is a staggering decline for the country that completed the Manhattan Project. We don't accept such incompetence in Silicon Valley, and we must not accept it from our government.
That is Peter Thiel. I think I'm saying his surname correctly. I gave his speech a B. I think he was effective in kind of focus, shifting, kind of melding the topic to his specialty a little bit. It was outside of the vein, but he kind of bent it into the thing, which is to unify the party. I don't know if he did that as well, but I think he touched on a topic that no one had really touched on, because no real kind of tech experts were at the convention. I think he kind of melded that into the speech a little bit. And, of course, he had to mention he was gay. Shock horror there. But now he was effective in what he was trying to do. I don't think he needed to mention the fact that he's, of course, he's proud to be American, he's proud to be Republican, proud to be gay. Did you really have to think of the third thing to throw in there? But, you know, hey, if everyone's proud of something, you've got to give him that. Don't think it's relevant to a political... proud to be gay here. I'm just putting that out there, but I'm not... I wouldn't say that in a political speech when it's not relevant, when you're talking about technology and unifying the party. That's just me. I gave Peter Thiel a B for his speech. Want to get to Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon. Fallon? Yeah. Here she is up on stage at the RNC on Thursday night.
But it wasn't a destiny that was inevitable. We were optimistic about our future, and we knew we could succeed with hard work, a good education, and faith in God. There weren't very many opportunities for young women, but we did have a great role model, a woman mayor, my mom. She taught me if I worked hard, I could be anything. And I took that lesson to heart and eventually became the first female governor of the state of Oklahoma.
That is Mary Fallon. She continues.
Reagan once said, "The person who agrees with you 80% of the time is a friend and an ally." We invite every American who believes in these principles and longs for an end to division and wants to make America one again to join us in electing Donald Trump as President of the United States. Thank you, and may God bless you all. God bless America.
That is Mary Fallon there. At the RNC, I gave her speech an A. I think spot on. I think best speech of the night. I gave best speech of the night to not the nominee. Shock horror there. I think she gave the best speech. She gave, everyone needs to come together. If you agree, you can agree on something at least. First female governor of Oklahoma. Demonstrated she can overcome challenges and bring people together regardless of who she is personally and based on her beliefs. Fantastic stuff from her there. Want to get to Mr. Trump, but that's coming up next. This is Reince Priebus here at
our
the
enemies.
Republican National Convention.
Just look at her disastrous Iran nuclear deal, which lined the pockets of the world's number one state sponsor of terrorism with your money, while abandoning our greatest ally in the Middle East, the nation of Israel. It was on her watch ISIS began to spread its wings of evil over the Middle East. And she has spent the last 16 months looking in the eyes of the American people and lying about how recklessly she jeopardized the American people, our national security, with her secret email server. She lied.
That's all. Okay. Reince Priebus there. I gave Reince Priebus a C. I think he didn't perform well at all. I think he was nervous. He's on the Republican National Committee for the convention. I think he performed really poorly for what he should have done. His speech should have been less about attacking Hillary and bringing people together at his own convention. So in that kind of respect, he failed miserably. but I did give him a C. I think he was effective on trying to kind of disown the other side of the aisle and make it all about the Republicans. That was the aim of the speech. He kind of achieved the aim of the speech. I think he did okay performing the speech, but it kind of turned into a comedy routine kind of feel with the, oh, look at Hillary, look what Hillary's doing now. I think it kind of turned into a bit too much of that, and I don't know if it should have, if you're trying to unify people. I don't think attacking people is the way to go. Now, let's talk about the big man himself, shall we? Donald Trump. And I'm going to play a clip. I'm going to let this clip run. Here's my main problem with his speech. You'll hear it.
Of human smuggling and violence. Illegal.
Hang on. Here we go. Donald Trump.
And will work directly with them to protect the integrity of our lawful immigration system. Lawful. By ending catch and release on the border, we will end the cycle of human smuggling and violence. Illegal border crossings will go down. We will stop it. It won't be happening very much anymore. Believe me.
I think that is... I understand that is Donald Trump's MO. But you would think that he would stick to teleprompter. Here's some more Donald Trump before I give you his letter grade.
And thousands of lives lost. The situation is worse. Killers. Egypt was turned over to the radical Muslim Brotherhood, forcing the military to retake control. Iraq is in chaos. Iran is on the path to nuclear weapons. Syria is engulfed in a civil war, and a refugee crisis now threatens the West. After 15 years of wars in the Middle East, after trillions of dollars spent and thousands of lives lost, the situation is worse than it has ever been before.
That is Donald Trump at the Republican National Convention on Thursday night. Wait for it. I gave Donald Trump's speech a B. I gave his speech a B. That's B for Bob. A pure B. And you heard it in that last little bit there. The bits, I did pick out bits specifically. It was all one tone. The messaging was good. The delivery of it fell flat. I think he was trying for passionate, but you can deliver passion in lots of ways. I think he overstood his levels of passion for a little bit. He went off script, which, yeah, I know that is his MO, but you're delivering the most important speech apart from your your victory speech or defeat speech in November. The either or, the same thing. The most important, second most important speech of your life, second to the one you did when you got nominated, and you're deciding to yell at us. Dear God, no, help us all. You know, I don't mind the speech. I listened to all 1 hour and 20 minutes of it. It was good. The messaging was good. Details were a bit sketchy in parts, but that's fine. You can have a good speech and not have too many get into too much policy details. He was telling us what our problems were. He was telling us how he's kind of going towards it. And we'll have until November for him to tell us how he is going to do it. And Trump and Pence balance each other out. And you can see it in that speech. Yes, I gave Pence the higher letter grade, but they balance each other out. Donald Trump gets a B from me on his speech. But I think the problem with him getting a B and not an A is a president does need to show compassion at the right, needs to show right situational kind of analysis at the right time. And I just don't think he kind of delivered that punch that he needed at that time. But we will hear a little bit of his entry. This is Ivana Trump, I think. Maybe? I don't know. This is Donald Trump walking out on stage anyway.
Thank you. Thank you. Friends, delegates, and fellow Americans, I humbly and gratefully accept your nomination for the presidency of the United States. When we started this journey on June 16th last year, we, and I say we, because we are a team, would have received almost 14 million votes, the most in the history of the Republican Party, and that the Republican Party would get 60% more votes than it received 8 years ago.
Who
would have believed this?
And there you go. And then he went off track. But, hey, it was an efficient speech. He did well. I'm surprised. I'm surprised it wasn't too off the rails. It did go for 70 minutes, so yeah, it tied it together really well. And kept in the theme of the night. Oh my god, he kept in the theme of the night. It was magical. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, thanks for joining us. We have a very, 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 very special announcement for some special people. We're going to make people lose their mind. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. It's 10:52.
This is the Generic Live Show. This is Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show, whether you're listening to us live or on your hard drive. So glad you could be with us. It's good to be here. Of course, we have a very, very special announcement to make. Get ready. Rocky Horror broadcast date has been announced. Hold on to your butts. Just in time for Halloween, the brand new production of the 1975 cult classic The Rocky Horror Picture Show, let's do the time warp again, will air Thursday, October 20th, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox. What? 2-hour musical event stars Victoria Justice, Ryan McCallan, Laverne Cox, and stars Nia. The narrator, played by Tim Curry, the original Frank N. Furter. Celebrating 40 years of theatrical distribution, longer than any other film in history, the Rocky Horror Picture Show is one of the most popular films of all time. Here is, we're going to play for you a highlight reel of the press event. If it decides to play, here we go. And here are some highlights from the event at Comic-Con. Vamp, 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 vamp. Oh, come on. I did this massive lead-up for nothing. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Whoop, ice war. Whoops. Beep.
I've been in love with this movie my whole life. For me, it was being able to find a cast that would have an appreciation and that would be able to sort of bring these characters to life once again with their own imagination and not fill other people's shoes, but just wear their own shoes really right.
It was just constantly about reminding each other and ourselves that this was about paying homage to the original. And when we remembered that, you know, the pressure to, like, do better, the pressure to, like, be something so extraordinarily different totally fell to the wayside. And then it just became about doing it and just having a fantastic time.
I remember when I screen tested, I was singing with a bunch of different brides and Rockies, and I remember I had to crawl over a lot of, like, oiled up men.
And she had a really fun day.
Right. Well,
somebody's got to do it, you know?
Come on, we've got, you know, the first Emmy-nominated transgender actress playing a leading role in a television network movie musical. This is about liberation and about acceptance of yourself and about transformation and transition and so many other wonderful things I don't need to tell you about.
Well, we actually found out today, the Simpsons start the Halloween era on the 16th of October on Fox, and we follow on the 20th of October.
All right. That is, can you guys give it up for our incredible panel? And congratulations, you guys were awesome!
Right, there we go. All right, so that is the highlight. There you go. The Simpsons on Fox will happen, and then the Rocky Horror Picture Show will happen right after that. Yes, they do mention Laverne Cox in Rocky Horror Picture Show as the leading role. I think it's one of the leading roles. I think it's really, really good, a good thing for them to cast Laverne Cox. It is actually good casting. This is good casting at work here, and I don't like the fact that they're using that as a massive selling point. I think they would just, if they mention it, great, have that as your thing. But they're right, they don't have to do better. They just have to recreate what is already existing in what's already existing. And they just have to kind of reproduce it. Per se, they're not remaking it. All they have to do is reproduce it. So excited! I wish I could, watch this. That'd be so cool to just watch this in its entirety. That would make all of my dreams come true at once. But alas, my dreams are not coming true. Why, you might ask? Because I have to head out here. That's all we have time for on the Generic Live Show. Thank you for being here on the Generic Live Show. Yes, that's right. Rocky Horror Picture Show is back on your televisions, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. Lots to see you do. And I nearly swore on the air because of it. You're very welcome. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. It's been a pleasure as always. Dale Campbell here with you on a Sunday. We'll see you all next week. Thank you so much for being here. Hope you have a fantastic and wonderful week. Thank you. It's 11 o'clock.
This has been a Chef Wonder Media production. For more, visit chefwondermedia.net. Delivered fresh to your ear holes. Copyright 2016.
This has been a podcast of the Geek AM Media Network, where you put your geek in and geek out. For more geeky goodness, head over to geek-io.net. Copyright 2016.